Gina Latuca from the SPCA serving Erie County is with us. It's our normal news hound spot, but in place of news hounds, we've got an Olympic tie-in, right?
That's right. The feline dream team.
I love it.
We've got a few dream teams this year in the Olympics.
We really do.
So why not bring that home with you in the form of two cats?
A perfect pair.
Feline dream team right now through tomorrow. If you adopt one cat for no additional fee, you bring home a second. It's not required. You don't have to bring home two.
Any age?
Any age. This includes kittens.
All right. You must have a good selection of kitties.
We've got a nice selection of kitties. I should point out, though, that it is only at our West Seneca location, not at our offsite locations. Come on down. And, you know, the thing with cats, and it's not unlike dogs, if you have a cat or a dog particularly needy, in need of that companionship, you're at work all day, think of you come home 6 o'clock, 7 o'clock at night, now your animal finally is up, ready to have fun, and what happens in a couple hours? You're going to bed.
Right.
So I had one cat for a long time, and I felt so bad because I would come home and Bugsy was at my feet from the moment I walked in, and it wasn't until I got a second cat, I got my cat a cat. It wasn't until I brought Bella in that I thought, I don't know that I would ever own one cat again.
So you're saying that as long as you have one, you might as well have two.
Why not get a second one as long as they get along? And for instance, our news cats this morning, we have Bellini. Bellini is a 4-year-old orange male, a little reserved at first, very nervous. And sometimes when we talk about dogs with separation anxiety, we say that these are the dogs who will do very well with another dog in the home, as opposed to wanting a single dog household. Sometimes that anxiety is eased by having another animal. So we have Bellini in one room. He's a 4-year-old male. In another room, we have Pina Colada. She's a gorgeous tortoiseshell 2-year-old female who loves other cats. She is Miss Congeniality of her little cat condo area there.
Aww.
What a perfect match. These two cats didn't come in together, but chances are they would do very well together and they would thrive even more having each other. One adoption fee for both.
That's great. Through tomorrow. And you close tomorrow, I believe, at 5, but you have to be already into the process by 4.
Right. 4 o'clock, the last adoption passes are issued. So, same thing with today. You want to make sure that you're in by 4, you have your guest pass, and that gives you another hour to spend some time with these friendly felines. Why bring home 4 paws when you can bring home 8? Your feline dream team.
I love the Olympic tie-in. And your picture with these two this morning with the gold medals around their neck. How'd you do that?
Did you notice that I superimposed the Eiffel Tower next to them? Although the Eiffel Tower is placed in such a way that it could, in fact, be trampled by those two tiny kittens.
Those kittens look like lions, right?
I thought that was expert photoshopping on my part.
You did a really good job.
Yes, thank you. Okay. Thanks.
I love the Olympic tie-in. I mean, and I agree that as long as you're doing, you're getting food for one, you're
That's
cleaning
right.
a litter box for one, it's not that much more to add a second.
That's right. And you can name them after your favorite Olympic star right now, which we've been glued to the TV with some of this.
Right. Could be Simone, could be Katie,
That's
who knows,
right?
You have Paws in the Park that's coming up. But there's also an event, kind of an athletic event, sort of, that's coming up before Paws in the Park.
Yes, we have to get our dogs warmed up. I don't know if you, well, I do know that you will remember a few years ago we did the Dog Biscuit Challenge.
Yes.
We're thinking of bringing that back in years to come. But for now, we're getting our dogs warmed up for Paws in the Park. This is our 31st year. We're going to be out at Knox Farm. The stables out there, first time ever. It's our 31st event, but the first time we're going to be out at Knox. To get our dogs warmed up for the September 21st event, we're doing a tennis ball toss. We have officially launched the toss. Our first week is going to be the week of August 7th. Now, what you do is you buy a raffle ticket, but it's a different kind of a raffle ticket. What you're actually buying is a numbered tennis ball. Every week, we are going to let one of our superstar dogs pick the winner. We will sell the tennis balls for 1 week. At the end of that week, we'll bring our dog out into the play yard with a bunch of tennis balls, release the tennis balls, and whichever number tennis ball the dog picks, that's the winner of the raffle.
I love that.
We're going to be doing it every week throughout August, so people will have multiple chances to win, and it all culminates in one giant pick at the end of August. So anyone who bought a tennis ball throughout August will have a chance to win again at the end of the month. You can win $500. That's the prize money at the end of the month.
Oh, that's a great, that's fun.
Each week you can win $100, and you could buy one tennis ball for $10, three for $25, five for $40.
Okay, so you can get more than one.
That's right. Oh, yes. Oh, you could buy as many tennis balls as you want every week. We have a dog select every week, so this will be running.
Oh, that's going to be a fun one.
The whole month of August. I think it's going to be fun. Now, we've had some discussions at the SPCA. Will this go as smoothly as we think? Because we're dealing with animals.
Right.
We're going to be showing the video on Facebook every week of the dog selecting the winning number. I guess we have to make sure it's a dog who does, in fact, like tennis balls.
Well, I was going to say, what could go wrong? What could possibly go wrong?
We say that quite often, and it turns out when you're with unpredictable animals, a lot could go wrong.
Sure.
But maybe not. So this is going to be fun for all of us. It's the first time we've ever done something like this. So it's going to be new for us and your listening audience. We can all watch this together and see how it plays out.
I can't wait for it. So the first one is August 7th, which is next week.
The first time you could start buying your tennis ball.
Okay.
It's August 7th through August 13th. That drawing will take place on August 13th with prize money of $100. After that week, all those tennis balls go to the side. We start fresh the second week.
Okay.
You have a whole new set of numbers.
So your number is good for a week.
That's right. Good for that week that you buy it. But then at the end of the competition, anyone who bought a tennis ball at all goes into the big $500 drawing.
That's a great idea.
We'll see.
Yeah.
We think it is. We're very excited. We're kind of thinking, all right, which dog? We have to carefully select a dog because not all dogs are driven by that. You know, the prey drive, the tennis ball drive. In fact, it's interesting. I remember years ago when we worked very closely with Customs and the different police agencies trying to select dogs for them. One of the first things I would do and the staff at the time would do is walk through the kennels bouncing a tennis ball. And if we saw the different dogs, and this is before breakfast, so they were hungry, but if we saw the dogs respond to the tennis ball and try to get at that tennis ball, that was one of the first signs that that dog would be an excellent law enforcement dog, whether it's drug detection or immigrant detection.
Yeah.
That was one of the first signs. If the dog showed this intense desire to go after the tennis ball, we have to find those dogs.
Yes, that's really interesting.
Yes.
Oh, my gosh. Well, this is going to be fun. I can't wait for that to start. Thank you. And remember, Feline Dream Team, get two kitties for the price of one through tomorrow.
Just through tomorrow, just at the West Seneca site.
All right, get your perfect pair, right?
Yeah.
Have a great weekend.
Thank you. You too.
Gina Latuca from the SPCA, serving Erie County.